Welcome to the Astronaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin, the vibe, the people, and those unique gems you can't find anywhere else. We like to keep it weird, and we always keep it local.
You know what today is, right, Eric?
It's Friday, Britt. We always podcast on Friday.
No, the date. It's the 4th of May. Come on, Eric. Star Wars?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget? All right. Here it comes. Are you ready for it, Britt?
Oh, I don't know. Go ahead.
May the 4th be with you.
Your Yoda impression's funny.
That wasn't pretty good. But anyway, today we're going to talk about disc golf. Disc golf here in Austin and an event that's taking place this Sunday at Zilker Park. I'm your host, Eric, and with me, as always, is my partner in crime and in life, Brittany.
Hello, Austin, and if you're new to our podcast, welcome. What makes our podcast unique is that it's a one-take deal. Eric and I basically hit record at the beginning and hit stop at the end.
No matter how horrible my Yoda impression
is. You never know what you'll get, but we have a lot of fun doing it every week.
You know, Britt, people might just think I'm going to make this up right now because of the podcast, but I swear it's true.
What's up?
That I keep 4 sets of disc golf discs in the trunk of my car at all times.
Oh, that's true. I can vouch for that.
You know, disc golf is a great sport. We're total newbies at the sport, but I have to say that I got hooked the very first time that I went, and I think you did too, right?
I do like it. I didn't grow up playing Frisbee, and I know that it's not the same thing. I know it's not the same thing, but I had no experience. But disc golf is a lot of fun, and it's a cheap way to get unplugged from electronics and get out and enjoy what Austin has to offer. Most disc golf courses are free, and you can get a set of inexpensive but decent discs for around $20.
Or you could just break into the trunk of my car.
Yeah, there's always that.
You can get 4 sets for free that way. All right, let's not recommend that any further.
Right. Now, there are a lot of great disc golf courses here in Austin. As a matter of fact, we've been to several.
We've even gotten lost in a few.
That's true. Like, the time we went down the wrong path and ended up trekking around the park, that was fun.
Yeah, that was hole 5 at Zilker. Make sure you guys stay to the left. But you know, Britt, what I really like is that everyone that we've met playing disc golf at any of the parks that we've been to have been really friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, they've helped us get back on the course after that hole 5 fiasco and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a whole community thing. People who play this sport are really helpful and laid back. One of the people we met is a guy named Troy Herman, who's a professional disc golfer here in Austin.
Yeah, Troy just did a guest blog post on the Austinaut all about disc golf and broke down some of the basics for our readers.
In today's podcast, we're going to talk about an event taking place this Sunday, May 6th, at Zilker Park that you don't want to miss. And we'll be breaking down some of the wisdom that Troy has shared with us in a post on the Austinaut.
Yeah, Troy's a great guy.
I really like him, and he's definitely passionate about disc golf, and he'll be there this Sunday at Zilker Park.
Okay, so the event that we're talking about is called the World's Biggest Disc Golf Weekend.
The World's Biggest is in their 22nd year. Before you go thinking that there's going to be just a bunch of pros out there and you can't really get involved, let me say that that's not the case at all. This is an event for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's all about the casual player who shows up and wants to get to know the sport.
Yeah, the event was created by a Disc Golf Hall of Famer, a guy by the name of John Houck, who actually lives here in Austin. And you're right, Britt, the whole idea is to encourage people to get out there and play. There are events taking place all over the world this weekend, and our local one is hosted by the fine folks at the Waterloo Disc Golf Club.
You can show up at Zilker Park anytime this Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to play. You don't have to get there right at 9. I think we're going to get there somewhere around noon. Oh, and it's free play if you have a set of discs.
Yeah, and if you don't have discs, there will be a trailer there selling some discs so you can join in the fun. Also, the Waterloo Disc Golf Club will be selling special discs and t-shirts that commemorate this event.
For just $12, you can get your choice of a commemorative Waterloo Biggest Disc Golf Weekend disc and mini disc. Or, for the same $12 price, you can get a Waterloo Biggest Disc Golf Weekend t-shirt and a mini disc.
Yeah, and if you get either set, you also get a raffle ticket free with your purchase. The Waterloo Disc Golf Club is going to be giving away a limited edition John Houck autographed disc every hour on the hour, and you don't need to be present to win, which I think is
really
pretty cool.
You can also buy raffle tickets there as well if you like. There will be plenty of other opportunities to win some pretty cool stuff from Waterloo Disc Golf Club. And the grand prize is an Innova Traveler basket, which is basically a portable disc golf basket that's worth over $200.
That's the next thing that's going in my truck, Brittany. It is pretty cool. I did see one of them at Disc Nation on Slaughter. They fold up into the size of one of those like collapsible beach chairs, you know what I'm talking about? So you can pretty much play anywhere you go.
Now, in the past, Waterloo Disc Golf Club has been set up by the polo picnic tables, and they've grilled hot dogs and the like, but I think some things have changed this year.
Yeah, you're right about that. Brett. This year, they're going to be by the first tee, which is on the south side. You can't miss them. Just look for the pop-up tents and basically the people who look really happy.
And they won't be doing the hot dog thing, so if you want to make a day of it, bring a picnic lunch. They will be selling some basic refreshments, but if you're looking for a meal, you better eat first or bring some with.
Yeah, and don't forget the Zilker Park summer hours are now in effect, which of course means it costs $5 to park, so bring a little cash. That's a Zilker thing, though. It doesn't have anything to do with the golf club weekend.
Sure.
You know.
Okay, so those are the particulars, but what can people really expect? I mean, I didn't know what to expect the first time I went to play disc golf.
Well, disc golf is a lot of fun, folks. Basically, you need a few discs. A basic set consists of a driver, a mid-range, and a putter. So three discs. You basically stand on a tee, which is a designated area for tossing the first disc from, and you basically look downrange towards the basket and let it fly.
The object is to get your disc in the basket in as few throws as possible.
Right.
The concept is simple, and even on my first time playing, I had a really good time. You can play as many holes as you like. We usually do 9 and call it a day because my arm gets tired, though we've been tempted to try 18.
We might have to try 18 this Sunday.
We'll see.
All right. Well, you don't have to be an expert at all. There's always people out there on the course who basically suck, like us.
Yes.
And then there are folks who have a huge collection of discs and look like they know what they're doing.
Regardless of your skill level, though, everyone out there that we've met has been really cool, and the more seasoned players are usually very helpful to the newbies like us.
You know, and that's what I really like about the sport, Britt. It's the sense of community and how welcoming everyone is. You know, I have to tell you something, Britt. I was talking to Troy the other day on the phone, and he was telling me about this community, you know, this golf club weekend is such a big deal, but it's a community thing. And so this guy called him up and they were coming from Florida, and Troy's like, you know, why stay at a hotel? I got a couch.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's that kind of community.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
You know, yeah, it's a great way to get a little exercise, get out of the house and do something with friends.
Yeah. And we still need to talk about some of the stuff Troy was talking about, the rules of etiquette. And we'll do that in just a moment. But first, cue the sponsor music, Britt.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Hey, well, hopefully you're enjoying the Austin Out podcast, and as you can tell, we have a lot of fun doing it every week.
We love blogging about Austin and sharing the best Austin has to offer with our subscribers, but we need your help.
Yeah, we got to pay bills, so if you like what we do, consider sponsoring us.
We're looking for a local Austin business to sponsor our website or podcast. If you own an Austin-based business and would like to sponsor us, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, our blog, The Austinaut, has quite a bit of traffic, and our website is in the top 32,000 websites in the entire United States.
And according to our analytics, our traffic is mostly from the Austin area. I think we're at about 95%.
Mm-hmm.
We are already reaching our community, so why not consider advertising with us? It would help you, and it would help us.
Yeah, and I guarantee we're much more affordable than traditional advertising, so give us a shot.
All the info and pricing is available on our website, austinaut.com. That's austinot.com. Just look for the sponsor list. Link, or click on the link that says advertise with us. Now, back to the podcast.
All right. Now, I don't know about you, Britt, but whenever I try a sport out for the very first time, it kind of feels a little awkward.
I know what you mean. I can get really self-conscious when I try something new, so it's helpful to understand some of the basic guidelines before you or I get out there.
All right. Now, the most important thing about disc golf is to have fun. I love the way Troy put it in a blog post. He said, you can always make up that missed putt, but that missed laugh and memory is irreplaceable.
A general consideration about noise is appreciated by those playing, kind of like regular golf. I mean, it's not as hush-hush.
It's not hush-hush, but yeah.
But even during casual play, just try and remember to turn your phone on silent and stuff like that.
Yeah, and become a member of the community. Like I was saying, Troy just really stressed how it's a community. If you see someone who looks lost and you know where the next hole is, help them out. Point them in the right direction. And if you see that they're looking for a lost disc and you can spare a couple minutes to help them find it, it's always appreciated.
I know people have helped us find some of those lost discs before, and we really appreciated it. Also, if you're new like we are, and if you're playing with a large group, it's a common courtesy to let smaller or faster groups play through. That simply means letting them go ahead of you so you aren't slowing the game down for everyone on the course.
Yeah, if someone asks if they can play through, your answer should almost always be yes, because that basically means you're going a little bit slower than everybody else, or you got this huge group, and you know, you get a chance to sit down, relax for a moment, let them go ahead of you. And because I suck so bad, I'm always asked if another group can play through. But what I've learned is that when I sit down and watch them, I actually learn a lot about how they throw. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Lastly, there's the old pack it in, pack it out rule. Remember, the sport is usually free and no one's cleaning up after you.
Right.
So make sure that you're considerate of the course and other players. Pick up after yourself, your dog, your kids, you know, the usual.
And the bottom line, like I said at the beginning, is to have fun, become part of the community, We'll be there this Sunday, probably around noon or so, so look for us.
You won't have any trouble finding us. We'll be the ones in the woods looking for our disc that didn't quite hit the fairway.
You're really funny, Britt.
Seriously, come on out this Sunday and fall in love with this sport.
All right, Britt, I think that about covers it. Do we have anything else to share?
We've had some great feedback on Austinot Dusty's Tex-Mex Food Challenge.
Yeah, those things are getting like thousands of people checking that post out. Pretty crazy stuff. Dusty's looking for the best Tex-Mex food in Austin, and he's been increasing his workouts to stay trim during this most difficult assignment that we've given him.
Dusty tells it like it is, and if you haven't had a chance to read his posts yet, just check out our food link on the Austinot.
All right, let's see what else. This coming Thursday, May 10th at 7 p.m., we're going to be at Bash. It's at the ranch on 6th Street, and if you've never been to a Bash, it's just a big old social happy hour type thing, and it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, shout out to Ben and Lonnie Rosales.
Ben and Lonnie!
AGV founders of Bash and most excellent people.
Yeah, link up with us in person at Bash this Thursday, and if you haven't linked up with us on Facebook or Twitter, just look for the social networking icons on the blog at austinot.com.
Bottom line, get to know us, and if you have an idea for something you'd like to see us cover, let us know.
All right, well, thank you for joining us on the Austinot podcast. I think that's a wrap. Any parting words, Britt?
See you soon! Doop, 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 doop.